We are learning Masechtas Megillah, Daf Chav Zayin Amud Aleph. We are beginning two lines from the bottom of Chavav Amud Beis. V'amar Papi Yusmei Derava, from Bei Knishta L'Bei Rabbanon Shari. You can sell or make from a Beis HaKnesses into a Beis HaMedrash, because you're being Ma'ala V'Kaidish. M'Bei Rabbanon L'Bei Knishta is Aser. From a Beis Medrash to a Beis Knishta, that's also. Why? Because Rav Papi holds the higher level is the Beis Medrash more than the Beis Knesses. Rav Papa Mishrei de Rav, Mas de Ipcha, learns the opposite. Rav Papa argues, Amar Rav Acha, which means Rav Papa argues, he holds that a bigger level of Kedusha is the Beis Knesses, and the Beis Medrash is lower, and therefore you only could turn a Beis Medrash into a Beis Knesses, but not a Beis Knesses into a Beis Medrash. Amar Rav Acha, Kavosei de Rav Papi Mistavra. It's more Mistavra like Rav Papi. Dar Meshuv Malevi, Beis HaKnesses, Mudlasai Beis Medrash, Vami no. Because Meshuv Malevi says like Rav Papi, and he says that you can make a Beis HaKnesses into a Beis HaMedrash, and not the opposite way. Shvami no, you see Taka, that a Beis Medrash, a place where you learn, is a higher level than a Shul. Dar is Bar Kapara, Maidachsev, what's found in the Pasuk that says, by Yisra, this is talking about by the Churban Abayis, talking about the Vizradron that destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. Says in the Pasuk, in Malachim, by Yisra, Vez Beis Hashem, Vez Beis HaMelech, Ve'ez Kobote Yerushalayim, Ve'ez Kobbeis Godol Saraf Be'esh. So it says four different Mekaimis that they burnt. It says Beis Hashem, Beis HaMelech, all the Bote Yerushalayim, and the Beis Godol. What does that mean? So the Mara explains, Bar Kapara explains that Beis Hashem is the Beis HaMikdash. Beis Hashem refers to the Beis HaMikdash. Beis HaMelech, El Paltum Shemelech, that's the palace of the king. That's Kol Bate Yerushalayim Kamashmon. That's Kipshuta. It means all the houses in Yerushalayim were also burnt. That's Kol Beis Gadol, Sarf Be'esh, that's Machlekes. Rav Yechon Rameshu Ben Levi. Charama, one says, Mokum Shem Gadol by Taira. The Beis Gadol is a place where the Megadlam Torah, the Torah grows there, you learn Torah. V'chano Mokom Shem Gadlam Tefila, the place where you daven, the place where the Tefila becomes bigger, where they daven. So Mandam Torah, what's the Raya? How is Beis Gadol referred to Torah? What do you see in the Pesukim that Torah is referred to Gadol? It says in the Pasuk, Hashem Chofetz Leman Tzidko Yagdol Torah V'yadet. You see, Adei Torah, you become bigger, Loshen Gedula. V'mandam Tefila, the Chsiv, it says in the Pasuk, Sabrana Hagadolos Hashaasa Elisha. It says the things that Elisha did were called Gadolos. But Elisha, the Avi Barachim, the Avi, Elisha did things that they tefila. So therefore, that Mandiyama holds that Beis Gadol refers to a Beis Tefila, which means a Beis HaKnesses. So we have here Machlekes Rabbi Yechanan and Rabbi Shuma Levi. One says Beis Gadol is the Beis Medrash, and one says Beis HaKnesses. So Dr. Gomorrah to Stayim, the Rabbi Shuma Levi who Dama Makam Shugal Matar. We're not sure who said what, but we can assume Rabbi Shuma Levi is the one who said that Beis Gadol means the Beis HaMedrash. So, Rabbi Shuma Levi, Beis HaKnesses Mutla, says the Beis HaMedrash, Rami no. Rabbi Shuma Levi holds that Beis HaKnesses could be made at the Beis HaMedrash, not vice versa. So, what do you see? See, according to Shuma Levi, the bigger place is Beis HaMedrash, and therefore it's Mistabra that the Beis Gadol is called the Beis HaMedrash, and that in the Pasuk when it says Beis Gadol means Beis HaMedrash, and according to Rabbi Yechanan means a Mokoim Tefila. So, Dr. Gemara Vaita. Avamokru Taira Laichu Svar. It said in our Mishnah that the highest level of Kedusha is Torah, and if you sell a Sefer Torah, it means that a city sells a Sefer Torah, and it wasn't B'maymid Anshei Eretz Ya'ir, the Shiva Tuvi of B'maymid Anshei Eretz Ya'ir, the halacha is that money gets Kedusha, and that money has to be used only for higher Kedusha. Our Gemara is a cleric, could I buy another Sefer Torah with it? Zok to Gemara, Bayalu, have a shayla, Ma'u Limkar Sefer Torah Yashan Likach Bay Chadosh. Let's say you have an older Sefer Torah, you want to sell it, and buy a new Sefer Torah with it. So on one hand, you could say, Kivin Loi Mali Loi Asa, since you're not going up a level in Kedusha, it's also to do. Adilma, Kivin the Lek Lulu Lalu Echina, Shapadami, since there's no other higher level, so then it's Mutter. There's no higher level, so then you can buy another Sefer Torah. That's the Gemara's question. It's more a Shaila. Tashma being a Raya from a Braisa. It says, being a Raya from our Mishnah, actually. In our Mishnah, it says, Avamachru Taira, Loichu Svar. If someone sells a Sefer Torah, you should not buy Nevi'im Muksuvim. Smashma, Svara Mudaloi, Ha Taira, Vatara Shabadam. But you could buy a Taira by selling another Taira. So it sounds like when it's equal, then you could buy it. That's not a Sefer Torah. So Gemara says, no, our mission is not a Raya. Masnisim de Evet. You already sold it. Now you're stuck. You have money. What you do with the money? The only thing is to buy a Sefer Torah, not Svara. But the shaila is, are you allowed to sell lechatchila? Kikum abayil on lechatchila. You're allowed to sell lechatchila as sefer Torah Yashan or Dabai Chadash, or you always have to be ma'ilim v'kodesh and not equal. That's the Gemara shaila. So if you sold it already, no bad thing to do with the money to buy a sefer Torah. But if you didn't sell it yet, maybe you shouldn't sell it. So that's the shul shaila. Kikum abayil on lechatchila. That's the Gemara shaila. Tosham al tetev bring it out right. It says in the Tosefta, Goylim Sefer Torah Matpechos Chumashim. You allow the Goyla Sefer Torah with Matpechos that were formerly used for Chumashim. That's the Sefer Torah split into five different scrolls. You allow to use the covering that was used for Chumashim. You allow to use it for Sefer Torah. Why? Because being a Ma'ilim B'Kaidish. You bring it up a notch. For Chumashim Matpechos. And you allow to wrap the Chumashim Matpechos V'im Ksuvim. You allow to wrap Chumashim with the mantle, with the covering of V'im Ksuvim. Have a loin of V'im Ksuvim Matpechos Chumashim. You now use Matpechos Chumashim. You can't go down a level and wrap V'im Ksuvim with that. Loi Chumashim Matpechos Sefer Torah. You can't wrap Chumashim with the mantle of Sefer Torah, with the covering of Sefer Torah. K'tani V'yis, Goylem Sefer Torah Matpechos Chumashim. So it's Mashma, Dafka Matpechos Chumashim in, because you're going up a level. But matpecha sefer Torah, other coverings sefer Torah to use this sefer Torah, loy, you can't do that. So you see, you can't do something that's equal. You have to go up a level always. So Mar says no, but in the sefer, lechamashim matpecha is sefer Torah, levitecha sefer Torah. It says chamashim you can't wrap with matpecha sefer Torah. Ha Torah b'Torah shabadami, but Torah b'Torah that's fine. Elam, so see, there it could be done equally. Just you can't wrap chamashim with a matpecha of a sefer Torah. But you could wrap a sefer Torah with a sefer Torah. El maha leka l'mashmi naf. Here is not a raya. Don't bring a raya from here because there's mashmayis, different mashmayisim. It's not a raya. And if we still don't have a raya to Ashayla. So let's try another raya. Toshima, we learned in another tesefta. Manichim sefer Torah gabi Torah. You're allowed to put one sefer Torah on top of another sefer Torah. Let's say there's no room in the Aron HaKodesh and they can't stand up side by side. You're allowed to pile one sefer Torah on top of another sefer Torah. V'Torah gabi Chumashim and Torah gabi Chumashim. V'Chumashim gabi Neviim Ksuvim. V'Loi Neviim Ksuvim gabi Chumashim. But you can't put Neviim Ksuvim. You can't put Nach on top of a Chumash. V'Loi Chumash gabi Torah and not a Chumash on top of a Torah. So what do you see from here? You see from here that Torah Gavi Torah is Mutter. So even though they're equal levels, you're allowed to put it on. So my answer is no. Hanocha Ka'amrit is different. Hanocha is different. Shani Hanocha Lo Yafshir. Hanocha is Yafshir to do. And sometimes Yafshir, therefore you have to put a Sefer Torah on a Sefer Torah. And we'll bring a Raya that Yafshir is Mutter. The Eloi Teimahachi, Mikr Chechi Karchina. How do you ever roll up a Sefer Torah? Lamaisa, some of the Sefer Torah is sitting on top of the other part of Sefer Torah. But Koyasa Dapa Chavra, one daf, one page is on the other page. El Kivu Lo Yafshir Shari. Hachinam, Kivu Lo Yafshir Shari. Here it is not Yafshir, it's Mutter. That's a big shout on the Paiskin. How to learn the Gemara's Teretz. The Rabbi Avraham Nahar learns that the Gemara's Teretz is, it's, once it's Ishtari, because when it's in a scroll, it's one part, another one daf on top of another daf. So once we have this heter, keeping the Ishtari, now it's Mutter Legamri, always to put a Sefer Torah on top of Sefer Torah. Something that's equal, you put on top of each other. But the Mag Avraham learns not like that. The Mag Avraham learns only if it's Efsher. Only in the case where it's Efsher, then you can do it. But if it's Efsher, then you're not allowed to do it. Now, there's a whole shayla of this is Negeya, our Chamashim and Nach that are printed Svarim. Some people are Makbid. That the same thing, because just like it says in Vuyin the Gemara here, you have to go to higher Kedusha, therefore you shouldn't put a Siddur on top of a Chumash. Others hold that printed Svarim a little more Kuladik. So that's a discussion for the Haindika Paiskim, what's the halacha of printed Svarim. Tashima, the Amar Rav Achan Rav Yechanam, Shema Shema Gamil, Lo Yimka Adam, so we'll still back to our Shaila. We have a Shaila here, could you sell a Sefer Torah, old Sefer Torah to buy a new Sefer Torah? We said if you sell it already and you have the money, of course you should buy a Sefer Torah with it because there's nothing else to do with the money. But should you sell the Chathila, that's more a Shaila, more a tenth of different rayas, more a terutzim. Tashima, the Amar Rav Achan Rav Yechanam, Shema Shema Gamil, Lo Yimka Adam Sefer Torah Yashan, Likach Vechadash. You should not sell an old Sefer Torah to buy a new one. So it's beforeish. You should not sell a Sefer Torah to buy a new one. Zagmar, no, there, Hasam Hashem Shiusa. They were saying you shouldn't sell a Sefer Torah Yashan before you have a new one. But let's say you have a new one, what's the halacha? Kikam Rinon, going to Ksiv Umanach Lefruke, might. If you have it ready to be redeemed and be switched from this Sefer Torah to this Sefer Torah, you sell this Sefer Torah, buy another Sefer Torah, and you have it ready, what's the halacha? There's no Shaila Shiusa, what's the halacha? We still don't know what's the halacha. Could you sell it or not? Tashima, Aram Yechram Shiramaya, Eimachem Sefer Torah, El Lumay Torah Velisi Isha. You're only allowed to sell a Sefer Torah if you need it to learn Torah or to marry a wife. So what do you see? To learn Torah, you're allowed to sell Torah. So you see, selling a Torah for not a Torah is mutter. Shema Amino, Torah for Torah Shabbat Dami. Zog Timura, no. Dilma Shani Talmud. Learning Torah is different. Shav Talmud maybe de Maisa. Because learning Torah brings you de Maisa, and therefore it's better, it's a higher level. It's a higher level than a Sefer Torah itself. It's learning Torah. Learning Torah brings you to Maisa. And to marry Isha also. Isha Nami, Leisoyu Baral Shavas Yitzara. Hashem created the world for Kiyam Olam to have more children. And therefore that's a mitzvah rabbah. And there you can sell Sefer Torah for that. Ava Torah b'Torah loy. But a Sefer Torah for a Sefer Torah you cannot sell. And that's how we paskin, even though it's a shayla, but since we go to Chumrah, you can't sell it. Now, a lot of paskim say this whole sugya is only talking about a Sefer Torah that belongs to the tzibur. But a private Sefer Torah you can sell and use the money for whatever you want. Similar to Shiva Tuvir, Mamun and Shasir, that there you can sell it and use the money for whatever you want. Why? Because they're complete bialim, they have a right to do that. Same thing, if a person is yachid, he's like a Shiva Tuvir, the Mamun and Shasir. And some say you could sell it. But others hold it's not so poshut. That's not so poshut that you can sell it. It's not so poshut. You have to look in Shulchan Aruch in the Siman Ayin Reish, Reish Ayin, but they don't say the word Ra, so it's called Ayin Reish, in Yerodea, that talks about this. But like upon him, it's a big shayla yachid, or a big shayla about a yachid, Sefer Torah, what he could sell it for, or a rabbim. That's really the sugya. I'll read you a little bit of the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Ayin Reish, or Reish Ayin, Sif Al in Yerodea. I'll read you a little bit of the Lashon just to get a little taste of what's going on in the sugya. It says like this. It says, Mitzvahs I say, I'll call Ishmael Yisrael Luchta Lovzai Sefer Torah. The Philo Nichol Yavaisav Sefer Torah is still Mitzvah Luchta Mishaloi. The Einer Yisrael Lemayachar, you can't sell it. The Philo Yisrael Harbis Sefer Torah. The Philo Eilei Mayayachar, I have nothing to eat. The Philo Limka Yashang, they look at this Chalash Asa. Ava Limli Torah Lisa Isha, Muta Limkar, Eilei Dova, Acha Limkar. And the Ramaz brings down that even my opinion Shvuyim is mutter, it's a whole shayla. But upon him, it sounds like from the Ramah, the Paskins, even by a Yachid, you shouldn't sell it. And even though Shalom Shalom argued that, but that's how it looks like how we Paskin. Like we just learned, the prison should not sell Sefer Torah even if he doesn't need it anymore. Yes, okay, I'm showing a meal. I feel like even if he has nothing to eat, umacha Sefer Torah, he beat it and sells Sefer Torah, or his daughter ain't a really sim bracha la'olam. He doesn't see a sim bracha. He will not see sim bracha for that money. It's not a good idea to sell it, and it's mashma even biyachid. You shouldn't sell it. Maybe there's no iser to do it. If you sell it, you let it use the money for something, but it's not a good idea. It's also to do it, also to sell. And it's not, you're not going to see a siman bracha from selling it. Zog to Gemara Vayit. It says in our Mishnah, V'chem v'moisreim, extra money as well should not be used for only the Kedusha Me'ula, only to a bigger Kedusha. Amar Rava. Lo yishon v'el shemachru v'esirei. This whole halacha is if you sold a, let's say, the Rechayiv Shalir, you have extra money, you should buy a base chesed with the money, and the extra money also has to be Ma'ilim B'Kodesh. But that's only if you sold a Rechayiv Shalir. But let's say you collected money for something. Of a Gavu v'asiru, you collected money for a Beis Knesses, or for a Shul, or for a Kodesh. The extra money does not have the Kedusha of the money itself. V'asiru mutter. Eisve, Abaya, Abaya as a Kasha from a cryptic Brisa. And we'll try to explain it. Eisve, Abaya, Med v'amurim shle hisnu. Ava hisnu afilo duchsisa mutter. When do we say you have to use the money for something Milam Mekoidish only going to make it tonight? Made it tonight, you can even use it for Duchsusisa. We'll see what that means soon. Even Duchsusia is Mot Hechidam. What's the case? Ilam Shemachru Vesira, you sold the Rechayiv Shair, you have extra money. Kihistu Mayhava. Well, what does it help making it tonight? Lamai said the money is Kaddish. The Kedusha transfers to the money. The money is Kaddish. I don't care what tonight you make. How do you make it tonight? Eloah means shagavu v'esira. You collected, you had extra money, and still mashma time of the histo. Only if you made it tonight, aloy histo loy. And Rava said just like that hasiru gavu v'esira. You allowed whatever you want. Even we had it tonight. Here it's mashma. You need it tonight. So tomorrow, elam shemachru v'esira. Of course, you sold it, and you had extra. V'alchama med v'amunish lahisto shivatoy v'ir v'may manches ir. When the halacha is that you could only use it for a holier thing, a kaddish dukkah thing, only if they didn't sell it b'shivat tuvah ir, or ma'ayim b'anshay seir. Have a histu shivat tuvah ir, ma'ayim b'anshay seir, afilo duchsis sus yanayim mutter. Then it's mutter, because you can do whatever you want with it, like we learned before in the Gemara, and that's found in this bright song. Omle Abayah l'humar abonon to have a masada v'sit the commander of Sheshis. Abayah asked this Talmud Chacham, who used to sit in front of Sheshis the whole day, masada his brises. Mishmiloch Rav Sheshes. Did you ever hear from Rav Sheshes my Duchsusya? What Duchsusya means? Because I don't know what it means, Abayah said. I don't know what it means. So he asked this Tamalachim who hung around Rav Sheshes, well, do you know what it means? Amale, yeah, I know. Hachim Rav Sheshes, Parsha Damasa. It means sometimes the city hires a person with a horse that he should be ready for any shlichus that they need for the city. They have a driver ready to go for shlichus of the city. So you let him use that money, because it's city funds, you let him use it even for the guy who rides the horse. That's what means Zuchsusya. Therefore, someone Talmud Chacham has a shaila on a certain word, doesn't know what it means. You know, he should ask. He should ask the people who mishamish the big gedolei hadar. If he sure heard something from a gav rabbi, he heard pshat. You see here, this person who was misadin the masnita kamei derav sheshes, he knew pshat and the word dechsusya. On Rav Yechum Shemramei, bnei ir shahokul ir acheres. There was people from a certain city. They went to a different city. You know, they went from Bnei Brak to Yerushalayim. They went to a city. And a lot of times, the city in those days used to make a tax, a tzedakah tax, to take care of the aniyim ha'ir, and everyone had to pay the tax. So if these people are there at that time, they're there temporarily, but they're there at that time, they have to pay the tax. Nice them, they should give the tax the tzedakah also. Why? Karash says, it shouldn't be choshes that these are people who don't give tzedakah when the town tells them to give tzedakah. They don't give tzedakah. They should give tzedakah. But when they leave the city, they can take the money with them. Use it for their own city's aniyim. They don't have to, because they're not mechuyev to take care of Bnei Brak, the Yushalayim's aniyim. They could bring it back to Bnei Brak with them to take care of their own aniyim. Taina Malkin, the brakes like that also. So Bnei Yir Shalchuli Acheres. Uposko Aleim Tzedakah. And Bnei Yir, they went to a certain city and they put a Tzedakah tax. Nois them, they give it. When they leave, Mavi Nois Mom, they bring it with them. But Vayachah Shalchuli Acheres. But it's only a Yachah. One person went to a different city. Uposko Aleim Tzedakah. Tenos Aleim Yir. He has to give it to that ear. And the reason is because the Yachah is bottled for the Bnei Yir. When it's a rabbin, which they say means a minion, 10 people, then they retain their status of the previous city. And they're going back, they bring it back with them. But if it's a yachid, he's automatically bought to the ear, and he has to give the tzedakah to that city's aniyim. The Gemara says, Vayter, Rehuna goza tanisa. Rehuna want them to goza a tainis in his city. Oyle gabe Rav Chana bar Chananeli v'chol b'nei Masya. Rav Chana bar Chananeli, who was a Talmud of Rav Huna, and he came with some people from the city, or all the people from the city. He came to visit Rav Huna. Rav Huna said, we're collecting tzedakah now, because it's a tainis, and it's a sorrow, we're collecting tzedakah. Rami allowed tzedakah, when they gave tzedakah, these people came to visit Rav Chana b'chan Eloi and his people from the city, they gave tzedakah. Kibar l'meisim wanted to leave, Amalei, nois l'amar, give us our money back, v'neizim v'faraz v'aniyim osim, we'll give it to our cities, aniyim. Amalei, who? He said, no. Tanino, we learned in a b'raisa, Rav Huna said, we learned in a b'raisa, v'edvam v'shein sham chavayir. This whole din he can bring it back with you. There's no chavar ear. No Talmud Chacham will take care of Tzarkat Tzibur. Av yesh sham chavar ear, if there's a Talmud Chacham takes care of the Tzarkat Tzibur, Tanosin Chavar ear. You have to give it to the chavar ear. And the Mepharshim say Pshad is, why? Because Bevadai, when they gave Tzedakah, they gave it al das, the Chacham Ha'ir. And here, this Rav Huna is here, and therefore he gave it al das, him and Rav Huna is collecting for his own aniyim. And the Kalshkin, he says, in this case, is even better. I take care of not only near my city, I take care of near your city. It seems like Rahuna was in charge of the whole region, and therefore, he says, anyway, the money is going to your aniyim anyway, so leave the money here by me, and I'll take care of the money and give it out to all the aniyim.